We're joined by a guy who is literally eating up all the reps that are being fed to him, a wide receiver, Chris Hogan, a couple of weeks into this camp. You got to feel like it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, everything is it's going well as of right now.
Did you, when you came here to camp 2 weeks ago, did you think that this was the way it might play out in terms of the number of snaps you're out there for, the number of reps you got?
Going into it, I thought, I had a pretty good offseason OTAs. I had, put a lot of good stuff on film. So I thought I was going to get a lot of reps going into camp. Obviously it's going, better than expected. So, I'm obviously happy about that. And, I'm just, happy to be out there and making the best of the opportunities that I'm getting.
It's almost as if you picked up right where you left off at mini camp.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it feels. Happy that I was able to do that, so, OTAs was going really well, and now I've just been kind of moving into this camp and, trying to just, keep it going.
There's a lot of good receivers here, Chris. You and I have talked about that, but as it stands through 2 weeks, they've got you running with the first team. You're the first slot receiver out there. That's got to, even, who knows where it goes from here, but that's a feather in your cap already, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's good for me. It gives me a lot, more motivation just to keep working hard and, make the best of the opportunities that I'm getting, and all those reps I'm getting with the one offense.
How much of this, the playing time that you're getting, the exposure you're getting now, first team as a slot guy, can you honestly say that this is what you had in mind going into the season? I mean, I know you're 25 years old, right?
26.
Gonna be, okay, 26, going to be 27 in October, I believe. Is this kind of the plan that you had all along?
The position that I'm in, you don't really ever have like a set plan in mind. You just kind of go with, whatever happens. And, I've been, working pretty hard to get to where I'm at right now. So, I'm going to keep running with this and hopefully I can – move into this preseason games and make some plays and turn it into making another roster.
Chris, Coach Marone mentioned how to his eye, you started to develop some rapport, some chemistry with EJ Manuel last year when you played with him. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that me and EJ, we didn't get a ton of reps together, last year. But anytime I was on the field, it seemed like we had a pretty good connection, and it seems like we're just kind of, keep building off that connection and making it better and better every single practice we're out here.
Where does that connection come from? Is it something you establish in the film room, watching video? Is it out here in reps? Or?
It takes place everywhere. I mean, in the meetings, just, talking about different routes, watching film together, obviously, the beginning of practice, routes, everything. It's all timing that we're doing, and that timing is getting better and better every day.
And it would seem to me that a quarterback would start to lean on a guy that he knows a little bit, that can trust, and especially coming out of the slot, you're going to be right in his line of sight.
Yeah, I mean, the better the timing and the connection you can have with your quarterback, the more that he's going to be able to, find you open and look for you in certain situations. So, just got to keep working with him.
Coach Marone also mentioned the fact that you're a hard worker, your work ethic. Have you always been like that, even before your football days, your college football days?
Yep. I mean, from ever since I was in high school, I've always kind of prided myself on, being that first guy in, last guy out kind of attitude and mentality. And, that's just how I work. And I'm always going to be that guy that's going to come out here and, no matter what, work 110% every single time.
And even, you've bounced around the league a little bit, been on some practice squads. I would imagine that sort of work ethic serves you even better when you're down there on the, on the fringes of the roster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're in the practice squad. I mean, you got to work, just to keep your job. So, coming into, even in the league when I was on the practice squad, I always wanted to be that guy just to prove to coaches that, I'm going to be a guy that's going to work every single day.
We're with wide receiver Chris Hogan of the Buffalo Bills at Bills training camp. I want to ask you about some of the things I saw today. A lot of it seemed like two-man games on the outside with you and the outside guy. Talk about that and how important that is to the choreography that goes on out there.
Yeah, Coach Schwartz is, he's got a variety of defenses that he throws at you. We're seeing a bunch of different coverages, which is good for us. We're going against, in my opinion, one of the best defenses in the NFL. Yeah. So for us, seeing those kind of things and seeing all the different looks, it helps us, you know, in game times, it's, I mean, it's going to come a lot easier in games, which is good. You know, be able to go against all these guys and all these different looks for EJ is great for him to see it and great for us to see it as an offense, so that, you know, when it comes game time, you know, we've seen everything and be able to, it'll come a lot easier to us.
As a slot receiver, working with the outside receiver and these kind of things, there's some nuances, right? You don't want to, I mean, you want to create traffic, but you don't want to set picks and get called for picks.
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple of different plays where, we're working on different things, and always there's little things, working with the outside receivers, just little things to try to get, either try to work for me to get open or for, me to work to, allow, certain windows for the outside guys to get open.
And the other thing I was keeping an eye on, kind of you and others, was coming out of the slot when they would try to press you, your release off the press. That's critical, especially when the timing is so quick down there. You got to get open in a hurry.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, this year we've kind of stressed, working up the field and not spending too much time at the line trying to get open. So, that's big. As a slot receiver, you can't really take too much time to get open, because EJ and all the quarterbacks are they're looking downfield and they're expecting you to be in different spots at different times. So, it's huge to, be quick with your release and know how to get off the line of scrimmage, in a timely fashion, so that you can get to the spot when you need to be.
What's the best tool to do that? Strength, quickness, speed?
A little bit of everything. Yeah. There's times when you're going to have to be a big body and just run through a guy, and there's times when you're going to have to use your quickness and your speed to, take a, hard step one way or the other and get them moving. So you kind of just know who you're playing and know who you're playing against, really.
And I watched a couple of times today and through the week how, as you mentioned, Coach Schwartz will show you a lot of defensive looks. He will blitz the nickel corner from time to time. Mm-hmm. What does that do to you in this offense?
There's, different hots that we have. So different side adjustments that we've kind of had to kind of adjust to with all the blitzes that they have, been throwing at us. Which will come, in game situations as well. So, with all these different looks that he's thrown at us, it's great. We're seeing it, and it definitely won't be the first time we see it in the game.
Chris, I get the sense that over the last couple of practices, maybe right from the start of this week, Monday night, this offense has sort of found its rhythm a little bit in the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I think, in our team periods and 7-on-7, we're starting to find that rhythm a little bit, offensively. And I think it's awesome. And we've been stressing, in our meetings that we got to be certain percentages in, red zone and third downs. And we're starting to get to those percentages that we want to be at to be a playoff team. And, to see us, hitting those percentages, obviously is a huge booster for our offense. And, we just want to keep rolling with it and keep getting better.
In this camp, it seemed like it took maybe a week or a week and a half to get the offense up to speed. And during that time, I thought there was a lot of, flack around EJ and some of the throws he was making. It's a process here, especially in a long camp like this,
yep.
Right?
I mean, it's always a process, especially in camp, we start, put the pads on first time. Everything's going to be, it's a little faster. There's different things that we have to, it's a learning curve a little bit. And now I think we're hitting that time and that period right now during camp where we're starting to click as an offense as a whole. And I think we can see it, watching film now and, in our team periods, we're starting to roll a little bit.
We're with Bills wide receiver Chris Hogan. Chris, this Sunday night, Hall of Fame game, what expectations, what hopes do you have for your performance in this game?
I'm just going to go out there. It's obviously I'm real excited to be playing against someone different other than our offense. Our defense. So just looking forward to getting out there and running around and hopefully make some plays.
First preseason game of the year, nationally televised first game. It's the only game on Sunday night. Does that mean anything to you guys in the locker room playing on national TV Sunday?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, we know that most people are going to be playing and watching us. So we're excited about it. It's a national televised game, the first game of the preseason. you know, it's a good opportunity for us to, you know, showcase what we can do, you know, as Buffalo Bills.
And it's a game against one of your former teams. You spent a month with the Giants, right? Yep. On the practice squad.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's always nice that I get to play against a hometown team.
Yeah.
Haven't played against the Giants before. You know, like you said, I spent you know, a couple of weeks on the Giants practice squad. So, you know, I grew up a Giants fan a little bit. So, you know, that would be fun playing against them.
Everybody in Jersey is a Giants fan, right?
For the most part, Giants, Jets, you know.
Eagles down south.
Yeah, Eagles down south, yeah.
Chris, last question. Have you thought of, and, you know, there's a long way to go in preseason. I'm sure you have a lot to accomplish. But where you are right now, have you thought about, I mean, there's a word that comes to my mind, audacity. I mean, to think that you could be a Division I lacrosse player and then play D3 football. And here you are, you know, I mean, as I said, the number one slot receiver on this team right now. With all the hard work that went into it, I don't know. Do you ever stop and scratch your head and say, this is kind of cool the way this worked out?
Yeah. I get, you know, obviously my, you know, talking to my parents and all the people that have supported me throughout this whole thing, it's, you know, it's cool to think, to, you know, where I was, you know, even last year, a couple years ago, to where I'm at right now, you know, just kind of, you know, pays tribute to my hard work and what I put into this.
What do your parents say?
Oh, you know, they're excited for me.
Sure.
You know, they're happy to see me out here and, you know, living the dream that I wanted to live.
Good luck on Sunday. Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate it. Thank you.